Welcome to Design Expressions, presented by Pacific Sales and Gen Air Luxury Appliances, a podcast about incredible interiors, experiential exteriors, and everything in between, inspired by those crafting exquisite spaces for those who seek them. Hello, everyone. Sean Ayala here, marketing manager at Pacific Sales, a Best Buy company. And I'm here with Fernando Marfel, West Coast lead in sales and marketing with Gen Air. Welcome to another episode of Design Expressions presented by Pacific Sales and Gen Air Luxury Appliances. This is a podcast created to guide members of the design trade through this ever-changing industry with ideas for crafting incredible design, CEUs to advance your career, and unique new products and technologies that will make your clients' design dreams a reality. I'm excited for today's guest, Fernando. Take it away.
Hello, Sean. Here we are again on another fantastic episode. And on the show today, we are speaking with a very talented and fabulous, may I say, Joy Ramirez, the now creative director with the Sycamore Collective. Joy has been in the design industry for over 20 years in both the Philippines and Southern California, crafting some extraordinary projects. I seen your portfolio, Joy. I'm so excited to be talking about you, you know, today, and also everything that you had to tell us about design. But first and foremost, let's jump into some questions because I want to learn about where do you get your inspiration from? I mean, your background, and how do you manage lifestyle and balance in your projects?
Well, my inspiration is really the client and getting to know them in the way they live. So we call ourselves lifestyle designer because we don't just design spaces, we design the experience within the space. So really getting to know the client and their needs and their goals in life helps us create spaces that fits that need and improves that need. And of course, you know, traveling to different places and getting to know the product too. So some of the products as we specified, we've been to the fabrication facility, you know, so we're like just in depth with both product and client. And that really what helps us create this beautiful, sexy spaces.
You know, it's about knowing the lifestyle of the client really by better. It's like dissecting it, right? Understanding what really moves and, you know, what's the tick, you know, for them and what they want to achieve. So thank you so much for that answer. But going back to just finding the balance on the lifestyle, specifically of the last 2 years, I'm sure everybody's been thrown off out of balance, right? So, and I'm sure the lifestyle has changed and as well the designs. Tell me more about the experience of the last couple of years. Some examples of what you've seen in that experience of design changing.
After this last 2 years, people really know now how important their homes are, you know, because I think with our busy lifestyles, we tend to forget that our home envelopes our life. So now that they've been at home, working from home, cooking from home, a lot of my clients and friends even have learned how to cook because the restaurants are closed. So a lot of renovations are happening with indoor kitchen, outdoor kitchen, bathrooms, you know, all the things that we've taken for granted because we're not home all day. Now they've experienced that and, you know, just want to improve their experience aside from aesthetically improving it.
Wow. Very, very cool. And obviously because of us all, I mean, I'm sure we've seen the TikToks and things of, and trying new ways to create recipes and all that kind of stuff in the home. When you think about your design and how you bring it together and to life for your clients, I'm sure pushing boundaries sometimes have people a little apprehensive on like what they even want to do. How do you gain trust when doing this with your clients?
I live by example and I preach by example. So when my clients have any doubt, You know, I give them a tour of my own home, and
Nice.
kind of just, you know, interject the importance of certain aspects of the home. And if they cannot come to my home, I FaceTime them, and, you know, and like explain how value added certain things are in the kitchen and in the bath. So that really helps a lot because, you know, they know that it's not a gimmick of convincing them to do something and pushing their boundaries out. It's really because I experience it myself and I want to share that experiential and emotional output from my surroundings.
Wow, I love that. So, and you've earned a reputation around crafting some unique spaces for your clients. Talk a little bit about finding the opportunities within the space that you are creating for them based on your own experience. How do you bring that to life?
Everyday needs and everyday objects sometimes becomes mundane. And so that's where you got to bring sexy back on the spaces, you know, like adding, I call it jewelry for your home. You know, just that extra zing that when you enter a space, you know, you don't just see it, you feel it. So it's, you know, it's very, for me, like four dimensional, you know, even the experience of scent helps with that kind of creating a homey feel or a welcoming feel for guests. And then, you know, like it becomes conversation starters when you have people coming over, like, oh, where did you get this? Where did you get that? You know, it keeps life interesting.
It's very emotional connection. But at the same time, it has to perform great, right?
And it's, I was going to say that.
So, yes, sexy, but it has to work, right? And of course, in this environment that we're using, I'm going to say kitchens more because that's what I represent. It's appliances. You want to make sure that it performs, that it's giving you the technology that you need to enhance the lifestyle, but it has to look pretty, or in this case, sexy. And I love that you use the term jewelry box, right? And if we look around, appliances back in the day, they used to be just a box to cook and a box to cool. It's more than that, right? If you actually open a refrigerator today, you expect to see great lighting. You expect to see, you know, like a different color, even on the liner, to ensure that you're getting that luxury experience that consumers feel good about, right? But speaking of appliances, I see that you design a lot of small spaces today, and probably has to do over the last couple of years with more families living together, or even designing the in-laws house, or even adding some spaces like the butler pantries. Small spaces have become so important in the design world. Tell me about some technologies or what actually brought this inspiration to start adding, you know, more technology and certain appliances into small spaces.
Well, I also want to mention, aside from answering that question, for a very long time, people and designers, you know, end users have been hiding their fridge. You know, everything is like paneled and mostly because they kind of look boring. So so now there's a lot of different refrigerators out there, especially from Jennaire, that the outside you don't want to hide. You know, you want to expose them. The handles are becoming an important part of the design. It's no longer hidden. You know, instead it's like celebrated. And, you know, there's a tactile experience with it. And, you know, those are the important things on aesthetics when you're talking about newer models out there. Now, in terms of technology, there is certain technology that for me is overkill, like the screen outside the fridge. You know, like I feel like when people think of technology, that's what they come up with. And I think we have too many screens in our lives. So for me, that's not the important part of technology. The important part of technology is what's inside, the way it cools evenly, you know, having compartments that really works. You know, I've noticed that in really good refrigerators, your vegetable lasts longer, you know, and having the ability to section off your fridge depending on, you know, the type of food you're keeping in it, and the spaciousness, you know, especially if you're trying to get like a counter depth so it's not like protruding outside of your cabinets too much. You lose space sometimes when you pick something pretty. So for me, it's important that technology allows for it to have more space inside and to have even cooling. And then with cooking, it's more about, you know, like warning. Now it's all app based, and I like that. Like, hey, your food is ready. You know, it reached the temperature it needed to reach. So those are the type of technology that I noticed is a value added for consumers and for end users. And then for us designers, as I mentioned, you know, just having it, not having to hide it, you know, but having to celebrate, because those are the most important pieces of appliances in everyone's life, you know, refrigeration and cooking.
As manufacturers, we're listening to the design community and the need of the consumers. We're bringing technology that is not just for the sake of technology. You know, we are actually bringing technology that is going to enhance the lifestyle of that individual. We're seeing more of this luxury consumer buying fresh products at the farmer's market or just going, you know, straight farm to table. So we want to make sure that we have those capabilities, like you mentioned, being able to tailor a specific drawer in your refrigerator with a specific temperatures, right? Or just have a specific need rather than just having one single temperature across the entire cavity. So thank you so much for that answer. And Sean, I know he has a couple of questions for you as well. So please.
Yeah. So I want to stay on technology for a second. How do you leverage? Well, it's not even leverage. When you are specifying products for a kitchen or a home, how is technology influenced into that? Is it design first, then technology, or is it technology leading the design?
It's really 50-50 for us when we do spaces. Integration is probably the most important part of technology when it comes to home. Because if you have multiple system going, it becomes difficult because then that's like three apps instead of one. So kind of having it in all in one integrated app helps. Of course, the, you know, as designers, the aesthetic is always number one priority. But it's like form follows function, always, you know, that saying remains true to this day. It, you know, it doesn't matter how beautiful something is, if it doesn't work, why have it?
And what are some of your favorite products that you do love to specify specifically to the kitchen and bathroom? We don't have to talk about brand, but just more around like the actual product and or technology that you find useful that will help consumers bring their, you know, daily lives with ease and use.
Lighting, any product with very good lighting, I'm just, you know, bowing because food have to look good. And if it's not, you know, if it's not the right tone of lighting, or if there's too much lighting, or if there's too little lighting, you know, you open your fridge and you're like, oh, I don't want to eat at home. You know, you got to make it appetizing. So that's something that very few companies, without mentioning the really good ones, it's lacking, really. You know, not a lot of companies take in consideration how important lighting is. And other technology aside from integration is control, you know, like having being able to have good control, whether you're touching it, you know, screen, except for like outside the fridge. and that tactile quality of materials.
Sometimes the traditional panoramic that's been overused in some spaces. You know, there are some companies like Jenner that were offering statement pieces, you know, for different kind of finishes for the refrigerator, for example. And we're trying to be unique by bringing leather panels. That's never been done in the industry before. Have you seen them? Can't wait to talk about that. But of course, it's about...
You mentioned that. I love it. I mean, you know, I do it on doors. I do it on cabinets. And to have that option... I'm sorry, I got too excited there.
Oh, no, please. We love excitement.
So having that leather panel is everything. You know, it makes it softer. And that interior with the velvety touch... It's like, wow, you went out of the way to really expand a designer's horizon. There's one more thing, like the handles with the lace feel, like you don't necessarily see it, but you feel it. And it's, you know, depending on the lighting, it shows. I mean, how unique is that?
Thank you so much for recognizing the laser kind of edging. For the noir handle, I know it's very sexy, very unique, and it complements well with our leather panel offerings. Very unique, and also it's a very luxurious statement piece that you can actually place into your designs. Since we're on the topic of kitchen, we know that the kitchen design is changing, meaning that spending more time at home, it's probably the kitchens are getting bigger. They're now multi-purpose, like I'm doing right now. I'm working from my kitchen. So it's a multifunctional space. So is that really happening out there? And what are some of the kind of a new elements of technology still, or even new appliances that we didn't see before? I'm thinking built-in coffee maker, or even on the counter, or you have like a wet bar being integrated to the kitchen. Do you have some examples of some of the recent projects that you have envisioned or executed with those elements?
Islands are getting bigger and sinks are getting bigger and multifunctional too. Also, the other thing that makes the look of appliances in the forefront of design is that now, like the back of the kitchen is mostly all the full heights. And then, you know, so only the fridge, you know, the whole triangle thing is reversing with the point of the triangle to the refrigerator. And then, you know, it's spaced out to cooking and washing. So it's like right there. And mainly the reason for this is that people are having more guests. The families are getting together more. So you want to be able to face the people you're serving. Instead of, you know, before there's a window in front of the sink, so you're facing the window, but your back is turned. Same thing when you're cooking, you know, usually it's along a wall, so your back is turned. So now everything is kind of more interactive with family and friends when you're cooking and washing dishes. So you're always part of the conversation now, you know, instead of like, oh, I'm preparing and everyone is like talking and partying and you feel left out as a host. You know, now everything is out, you know, huge islands. And when I say huge, it's like 15 feet, you know, 18 feet, just like a huge spread. So wow. It's your prep area, your cooking area, your washing area, in your party area, all in one. So that's what I'm seeing lately with all the projects. And maybe some of that is more, you know, my influence, because some clients are like, 18 feet sounds huge. So, but once it's there, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that works. You know, the indoor-outdoor integration, it also becomes important. Yeah, and you know, when you make the appliance jewel-like, there's one favorite I have that Jen Air has for stoves, the Smoke and Brass. Mm. Hello, I want to change my stove when I saw that.
Oh, you heard about that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm always up to date with what's with what's new and what's coming.
So I heard that you're going to our New York showroom, so you'll be able to experience the only one on display in the country right now for Smoke and Brass.
Definitely, I'm flying all the way to New York just to see that in person.
Absolutely. But everything you're saying it sounds incredible. And I feel that we're almost going back to the essence of mid-century open kitchen concept, right? That in and out, just bringing the outside inside and vice versa. It's so exciting to see it because I've always been a big fan of mid-century. But it's definitely amplified, right? Bringing new technology into the essence of that architectural trend.
And finishes have improved a lot from, the original mid-century to now. Colors are better. Just everything is sexier, for lack of a better term. It's just exciting. Exciting for companies that are pushing the boundaries of design.
Very cool. So I also heard you specialize in detailed measurements and finding space where there is none whatsoever. Like, when did this start? How tell us more about that?
Well, every square inch is like important in a house, in your home. Like people want to live a minimal life, but honestly, to have a minimal life, you have to have enough storage, So in terms of kitchen, like the toe kicks can be drawers now, in bathrooms, like every wall that you can put a niche, you put a niche. So yeah. every square inch really helps in, not wasting your space with hallways. And so space planning becomes really important. That's the groundwork of good design. It doesn't matter how beautiful everything is. If the flow of the space is kind of off, it needs to feel natural, right? Like turning a corner needs to feel natural. What you see around that corner needs to feel natural. We've really put a great deal of importance in space planning. Sometimes we consult for other designers reviewing their space planning just because we've really been conscious about it. So we've been very successful in finding missing square inches and utilizing it.
Are you finding that as a current trend too, or is it always been around? Because I'm sure this is just smaller type properties or footprints, right?
Well, when people are working on their homes and they hire a designer, sometimes there's no option to add square footage, especially in condominiums and just existing home in general. Sure. If you cannot add square footage, how do you make the space more efficient? And that's when, being conscious of the flow really works out, because with the right flow, you virtually don't need long hallways that is not utilized, unless, of course, you want to make it like a gallery wall or something. Like long and narrow corridors, there's a way to get rid of it.
And what are some of your strategies, your like go-to strategies for adding mood and just filling those spaces?
Darker colors. Darker colors and the correct lighting, it really creates a mood when you add like a darker color with a very unique texture. Paints that have a velvety feel, cabinet finishes that is waxed, so it feels softer to the touch. Refrigerator and stove candles that, you know, feels like, oh, where did that feeling come from? Mm-hmm. You know, it's tactile and lighting and scent. You know, those are the three things that really create mood. You know, like before, when there's real estate agents use this all the time, they bake cookies in the oven so that when people come in, you know, they're reminded of home. So those are few things that always work. It's always my go-to, you know, like add gorgeous lighting, make objects look like they're floating in space, because, you know, you've lit it up in such a way that it doesn't even look like it's attached to the wall or the floor. That's my go-to.
Oh, it sounds like a multi-sensory experience at every design that you're creating. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yes. Yeah. Multi-sensory, you know, which fits in because we're a multidisciplinary design studio. So, you know, it's about creating experience. So, and when you say experience, it is multi-sensory.
Thank you so much. We had a fantastic time learning about you, about what really inspires you and your design. It's been a fantastic time. Sean, any final thoughts for Joey?
No, I want the people to know, where can we learn more about you? Give us some information.
Well, the website is thesycamorecollective.com. And it's really inspired by the sycamore tree and its resilience in, you know, after the last 2 years, making sure that we're resilient matters. We're also opening a showroom for some of our bespoke pieces. That's coming soon. And the website should announce that once it's open. And it'll show like our favorite products. It's very well curated. And then some of the pieces that we're creating just because.
Yes, you got to have those.
With that, thank you to my co-host, Sean Ayala from Pacific Sales. And thank you for listening to this episode of Design Expressions presented by Pacific Sales and Jen Air. And a special thanks to our host today, Joy Ramirez from the Sycamore Collective. Joy, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. This was an incredible time. And please find additional information on the links posted on our podcast, and also follow us at Pacific Sales, that's my company, and Jen Air Luxury Appliances. Once again, Fernando Marfil from Jen Air and Sean Ayala from Pacific Sales. We'll see you next time.